Hello.
Hi, this is Kayla. I'm returning a requested call from customer support.
Yes, ma'am. I had a charge come through my bank account for this company. I'm not even sure what you are, but I did not order anything from you.
Okay, well, I can certainly look up the account to see exactly what you were charged for and further assist you. May I have your zip code, please?
29910.
Okay, thank you for that. And may I have your first and last name, please?
Jennifer Galloway.
Okay, thank you so much for that information. Allow me just a brief moment here. Okay, and just for security purposes of the account, can you verify the address for me, please?
37 Wheatfield Circle, Bluffton.
All right, perfect. Thank you for that information. The account that I have here located is for, it looks like the original order was initiated back on the 21st of April for a Wi-Fi booster deluxe cover. There was a shipping and handling fee charged at that time for $574. That was a welcoming gift. Basically, what you have enrolled here in is a Factory Direct Savings Store membership.
Oh, I do not want that in any way, shape, or form.
Okay, no problem. I can go ahead and get the account canceled, and that will prevent all future billing
Okay, well, I want
immediately.
the $67 and change put back in my account also.
Okay, let me see how I can help you with that charge here.
Okay. Yeah, because when I did that, it was nothing was saying that it was going to be charged almost $70 to my account.
Yes, ma'am, I understand. And I do apologize for any misunderstanding. It's listed in our terms and conditions where it states that you're going to be enrolled in that membership.
Yeah, I do not want to be enrolled, and I want my money put back in my account because I've already done a dispute with my bank as well.
Okay. Well, now since you've already contacted your financial institution and done a dispute, then at this time we would need for you to give us a call back with them on the line so that we can verify they're going to drop that dispute before we can refund it. When you hand it over to your bank to handle the charge, then that takes it away from the company's hands. But if you
Well, I'm
can.
waiting on the bank to be open so that I can give them a call to dispute it.
Okay. So you. Okay. Well, yes, ma'am. And at this time, because you stated on the recorded line you already have disputed that charge, we would need for you to contact us back with them on the line so that we can further verify there is no
Then
actual
I'm just going
dispute.
to report you as fraud.
Okay, well, we are willing to assist you with a refund. We just need for you to give us a call back with the bank on the line to
And
verify they're
how am
going to
I
drop
supposed
that
to do
dispute.
that?
Well, they can initiate a three-way call to our company.
And then whenever we initiate the call to your company, then we're on hold forever, and then I have to wait for a call back. So how is this going to work?
Well, the only way that you would wait for a call back is if you put yourself down for a call back.
Okay.
But yeah,
So
if you
me and the
have
bank are
called.
just supposed to just pause our whole day to wait on you to answer your phone?
Well, that's totally up to you, Ms. Galloway. The only way that we can refund that charge is if you do decide to call back with them on the line. I can only
Oh,
cancel
I
once
will
they
be
hang
calling
up.
back with them on the line. You better believe it because you are giving me my $67 in change back. This is fraud.